Some sleepy one? Wake up and tell us who you are. Have you found a happy condition, or not? Spirit number, Doctor, why not? SP. I don't know. Doctor, what was the trouble? Didn't you have any faith, or did you have too much? SP. I don't know what is the matter with me. Doctor, do you know who you are? SP. Number. Doctor, can't you recall your name or anything about yourself? Do you know how long you have been dead? SP. I don't know. Doctor, where do you think you are? SP. I don't know. Doctor, have you been sleeping for many years? SP. Not many. I don't feel natural. Doctor, does it interest you to know the reason? SP. I can't find out. I have asked many but they do not understand and they do not know. They cannot inform me. Doctor, they have been in darkness as well as yourself. What have you been doing recently? SP. Doing nothing. Doctor, don't you get tired of nothing? SP. It is monotonous, but what can you do? Doctor, acquire understanding. SP. How can you find it? Doctor, you cannot find understanding. You have to develop your mind. You are controlling a woman's body, yet possibly you claim to be a man. Are you a man, or a woman? SP. I am a man, but have been a woman so long, I do not know. Confusing himself with the patient, Mrs. A. Doctor, you have been a woman a long time. Have you caused trouble? SP. Not that I know of. Doctor, don't you find that things do not seem just right? SP. It has been queer, I told you that before. Doctor, did anything disturb you? SP. A whole lot. Doctor, what woke you up and disturbed you, and caused you to come here? SP. I don't know. Doctor, have you been disturbed at all? Have you had any peculiar experience lately? SP. Yes. Doctor, in what way? SP. In many ways. I cannot talk as I want to talk, and I cannot do as I please to do. Doctor, what do you please to do? SP. I like to talk and sing. Doctor, have you not been able to do that? SP. Number. Doctor, what is your name, if I may ask? SP. I don't know. Doctor, surely you do. SP. It seems I have forgotten everything I ever knew. Doctor, there probably was not much to forget anyhow. That is very often the case. What did you do in life? SP. Any little thing, now and then. Doctor, did you have religious belief of any kind? SP. Yawning, and stretching lazily, why, yes. Doctor, what did you believe in? SP. I believed in God and Christ and the devil, and the other things. Doctor, have you seen any of them? You have probably been dead a long time. SP. I don't know. I do not feel dead. Mrs. H.W., were you a Baptist, a Methodist, or what? SP. I was a little of everything. Mrs. H.W., where did you live? SP. I don't know. I'm tired. Doctor, you have been sleeping long enough. What else have you been doing? SP. Nothing. Doctor, don't you get tired of that? SP. You get pretty tired of doing nothing. It is monotonous. And to be a fool woman all the time. I have seen nothing but women, women, women and women. Other spirits obsessing patient. I saw nothing else. Doctor, don't you get tired of women? SP. They do get pretty monotonous. Doctor, do they know you are there? SP. I don't know. I talk, but they do not answer me. Doctor, that is very foolish. SP. It seems so to me. Doctor, do you seem to be in a strange condition yourself? SP. I cannot tell what it is, but it is queer. Doctor, you don't care very much. SP. No, I don't care. Doctor, isn't that an unfortunate condition to be in? SP. I have been walking from one place to another. Doctor, why did you do that? SP. I had nothing else to do. Doctor, couldn't you find any work? SP. Nobody wanted me. Doctor, what could you do? SP. Anything, but nothing in particular. Doctor, where did you live? SP. In Chicago, at times. Doctor, did you go from one city to another? SP. I was in Rockford and Galesburg. I was anywhere, everywhere. It is a tiresome job. Doctor, you must have been born tired. You are so indifferent. SP. What was the use? Doctor, did you try to understand the wonderful facts of life? SP. Life. Number. Doctor, I suppose you only believed that Christ died for your sins, and that is a lazy man's job. That is not enough. SP. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for my father and mother, and it's good enough for me. Doctor, are your father and mother alive? SP. Why, yes, I think so, but I don't know. Doctor, where did they live? Chicago? SP. Somewhere around Bethany Home, near the Methodist Church. Doctor, did your father and mother belong to that church? SP. Yes. Doctor, what was your father's name? SP. I don't know. Doctor, what was your name? SP. It's a long time since I heard it and I don't know. Mrs. H. W. Recognizing from the foregoing the traits of a former neighbor, was it Frank? SP. I don't care what you call me anything. Doctor, we don't want to do that. SP. I don't care, call me anything. I am pleased with anything. Doctor, you are mentally lazy. SP. What's the use? Mrs. H.W., do you know anybody by the name of B? SP. A long time ago. Mrs. H.W., who was he? SP. He was somebody. Mrs. H.W., were you related to him by marriage? Whom did he marry? SP. He married somebody I knew. Doctor, what was her name? SP. Names have gone from my memory. Yes, I know it was my sister. Say, I don't know what is the matter with me. Doctor, you are dead. SP. Dead? Then I'm gone. Doctor, do you remember how you died? SP. I didn't know I was dead. How can I remember how I died? Doctor, well, you are dead. SP. I am? That's a funny thing, but I don't care. Doctor, you are occupying a lady's body now. SP. I've had enough of ladies. I have been walking and walking between ladies, until I am sick and tired of them. Doctor, I think you were born with that tired feeling. SP. I think so myself, because I am always tired. I do not care very much for work anyhow. It was just as well not to work. I was born to be traveling around, because I was never satisfied to be in one place. I liked to see the world. I did not want to do very much except what came along, just enough so I could get along. Doctor, were you a sort of tramp? SP. I was a little better than a tramp, but next door to it. Mrs. H.W., do you remember that you had a twin brother? SP. Something like that, but what is the matter with me anyhow? I cannot recall anything, everything is gone. I do not know for sure what is my name. Doctor, sit quietly and think. SP. After a moment, it is Bergquist. I think it is Frank, yes, it is Frank. I heard that some years ago. It's an awful long time since I heard it. It seems so far away that it is miles and miles away, that name is. It seems like I was walking away from it. The more I walked, the more I forgot. After a while I walked so long that I forgot who I was. I walked with women, 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 until I thought I was a woman myself, and really sometimes I thought I was, and probably I am a woman, for all I know, and for all I care. What is the use anyway? Mrs. H.W., did you live on Paulina Street, Ravenswood, Chicago? S.P. Yes, Chicago, that was where I was some of the time. Doctor, do you know where you are now? S.P. In Chicago. Doctor, you are in California. S.P. California. Well, if I didn't walk after those women clear to California. Well, that was a long walk. I know I haven't been riding. I have walked for miles and miles and miles. At last I got to California. That was some walk. I am pretty tired. Why did you tell me I walked that far? Because that makes me very tired, and now I feel I have to rest. Mrs. H.W. That is natural for you. Do you know me? S.P. I thought when I looked at you I had seen that face before. Didn't you go to the Methodist Church? I think I have seen you there. Mrs. H.W. Do you remember the bakery on W. Avenue? Across the street from the boys' home. S.P. Some time ago that was. Mrs. H.W. Look at me again and see if I am not the one who had that store. S.P. Yes, and you had two girls. Mrs. H.W. Yes, I did. Would you know one of them if you saw her? Would you know L? S.P. I didn't know them very much. I liked that girl, but you could only look at those girls with one eye. Mrs. H.W. Somebody looked at them with two eyes. They are both married. S.P. I looked at them with a quarter of an eye. They wouldn't look at a fellow like me. Doctor, has anybody else looked at you? S.P. I don't know. Women, 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 I have been with them. It is a funny world anyhow. Doctor, what did they call you when you felt that you were a woman? S.P. I don't hear anything. Of course I have had a long walk, if I have walked to California. Sometimes I got chased out when I was behind, then I ran fast as I could, and sometimes I got in front. Doctor, in front of what? S.P. The people. Do you suppose I walked that long distance alone? I was walking with a big crowd. Spirits obsessing patient, at times I was before and then I was behind. What's the use? We all talked the same thing. Doctor, where did you get food when you were out walking? S.P. I didn't seem to need much. I have learned to fast. Doctor, didn't you go to different houses and ask for food? S.P. At times, but that was long ago. Somebody said if you fast 3 or 4 days you would not feel your stomach. It was a bother to feel hungry if you didn't have anything to eat. I fasted pretty good, and it was a good thing I did. Mrs. H.W. Did your parents live on the top floor? S.P. In the basement, drive, to Mrs. H.W., is that correct? Mrs. H.W. Yes, it is. I think his parents are dead now. S.P. They are? When did they die? Mrs. H.W. Not long ago. Your mother died a year ago, and your father a few months ago. S.P. Who told you that? Mrs. H.W. Your sister. S.P. Why didn't she tell me? Mrs. H.W. You are dead. S.P. Dead? I am dead? I feel full of life. Mrs. H.W. Didn't you used to go to saloons? S.P. Oh, don't talk like that in company. Mrs. H.W. We have no company. S.P. I went, but don't tell them that. Mrs. H.W. Why don't you want them to know? S.P. Because they wouldn't like it. Mother doesn't like me to go there. Mrs. H.W. You had a good father and mother. S.P. I wanted to live my life, but they wanted to live mine for me. Mrs. H.W. What did you do when you were home with them? S.P. Nothing. Mrs. H.W. Didn't you help in the kitchen? S.P. Mother wanted me to, but I didn't do very much of anything. I used to wash the dishes for her, but I didn't want to do it. Mrs. H.W. She made you. S.P. You know, she said, if you want to eat, you will have to work. Say, that isn't right. I always liked to slip out if I could. That's natural. Doctor, no, it is not. It may be to some, but not to others. S.P. Everybody likes to get out and do some idling around. You want a little freedom. Mrs. H.W. You wanted all freedom, you wanted to just loaf around. S.P. I worked sometimes once in a while. I gave my mother money at times, but it was not often I had any. Mrs. H.W. You liked best to walk from door to door and beg your food, and get $5 wherever you could. S.P. What was the use anyhow? Doctor, we want you to understand that you have passed out of your body. You have been dead a long time. This lady, Mrs. H. W., seems to know who you are. S.P. She made good biscuits. I wished sometimes I had one. Mrs. H. W., did you ever have any of my donuts? S.P. Yes, sometimes you give me some. I was supposed to look for work, but some way or other, I did not work, and I didn't care very much either. Doctor, now then, understand, friend, that you are so-called dead. You have been an ignorant spirit for a long time, in the outer darkness which the Bible speaks of. This is not your body. S.P. Yes, it is. Doctor, it is my wife's. S.P. How could I be your wife when I am a man? Doctor, you are an invisible spirit. We do not see you. We only hear you talk. Do you recognize these hands? Indicating hands of psychic. S.P. I have been so strange for a long time. What in the world is it? It has been so strange at times. There was lightning and thunder electricity given patient, and it bothered me terribly. I have not been left alone for 1 minute. It was fierce, that thunder and lightning. The lightning is the worst, the thunder is not so bad. The lightning is so bad that it doesn't seem as if I should really see afterwards. I should say it was coming down in torrents. It seemed as if you got knocked in the head, and then got it again and again. It was wonderful how you got it. It was a wonder, for it woke me up. It woke me up good and plenty at times, so that I could not stand it any longer. Mrs. H. W. I am glad of it. S.P. I don't see why you should be glad. Mrs. H. W. I will tell you why I am glad. You have been bothering my daughter for a long time. S.P. How do you know I have? Mrs. H. W. That is the reason you were with women all the time. You are ignorant and have been troubling my daughter. You got thunder and lightning for it, when my daughter had electric treatments, and you got out. I am glad of it. Doctor, I am the one who gave the electricity to you. We chase ignorant spirits away with it. S.P. I think you had better be a little milder with it then. Doctor, I do not like to give it, but it is sometimes necessary. S.P. I do not see why I should need to have so much of it coming down like thunder and lightning. You get it in the head like a sledgehammer. Doctor, but we succeeded in driving you from the lady. S.P. I didn't bother any lady, I didn't have a chance. I was walking behind them, but it does not seem to me that I had any way of bothering them. Mrs. H.W., you surely bothered my daughter. Doctor, that was why we had to give you electricity. Were there any others with you? S.P. There are many with us. Doctor, are there any more left? S.P. I don't know. There are some that come and go. Doctor, they will get electricity every time they come. S.P. I'm not going to have it anymore. I don't think I need it. Doctor, if you stay around you will get it. S.P. I don't care for any more. Doctor, have you ever been called Mrs. A? S.P. No. I never was a woman, so I never could be anybody by that name. I was with women. Doctor, did you hear that name at all? S.P. Number. Mrs. H.W., that is my daughter's name, and you got that electricity for being around her. S.P. Did you order that for me? Mrs. H.W., yes, I did. S.P. Then you are a bad woman to do that. Mrs. H. W. I wanted you to leave my daughter alone. S.P. I told you I never bothered your daughter. I walked behind the women. Doctor, you walked a little too close. Were you the only man among so many women? S.P. There is something like what you would call a line, and you have to walk in that line and you cannot go out. I did not want to work. The patient suffered from a heavy listlessness. Mrs. H.W., you were too lazy. S.P. What was the use when you could get your food without? It is just as well to take things instead of working yourself to death. Doctor, that is a poor argument. People who accomplish something are happy. S.P. I do not fancy it. If people want to work like slaves, they are welcome to it, for me. I would not work. Drive, to Mrs. H. W., is that like this man's disposition? Mrs. H. W., yes, every inch of him. His name is Bergquist. S.P. How do you know? Mrs. H. W., your disposition and actions are clear to me. S.P. Can you know one's name before you know the person? Mrs. H. W. I know you by your actions. I used to know you well. I knew your brother, who went to war in Cuba. He came home, had consumption and died. S.P. I had another brother who died. Doctor, now friend, I want you to understand. Mrs. H. W. Listen to the doctor. S.P. Doctor, I am not sick. Mrs. H. W. You need advice from the doctor. S.P. Advice? Then I must go to a lawyer. When I was sick, I went to a doctor. When I needed advice, I would go to a lawyer. Doctor, you are mentally sick. S.P. I wouldn't say I am sick, I feel pretty good. I feel better than I have for years and years in the past. Doctor, you will not feel yourself so very long, unless you change your attitude. You are controlling my wife's body. S.P. I can do as I please for that matter. Doctor, you cannot in this instance. Do you think that I want you to sit here indefinitely, controlling my wife's body? Look at those hands. Are they yours? Wake up, and don't be so sleepy. Do you know that hand? S.P. How did I get it? I have been with women so much that I have a woman's hands. Doctor, you must wake up and listen. The fact is, you are an ignorant spirit. You have been taken away from that lady, you have been bothering her for a long time. You lost your body years ago. S.P. That doesn't interest me. Doctor, it will have to. You died a long time ago. You are an invisible spirit. You have been hovering around that lady and troubling her. She has been brought to California to be freed from spirits of which you are one, and I have had to give her the electricity to get rid of you. You have been driven away from her and allowed to control my wife's body. The point is, you will have to leave this body and become sensible. S.P. I want to ask you this: if I haven't any sense, what will you do? Mother used to say I had no sense. Doctor, you have been lazy, but now you will have to use the sense that God gave you, even if it is only a little. You cannot be lazy any longer. S.P. I will not work either. Doctor, you will have to in the spirit life. S.P. How do you know? How do you know they will make me work? Doctor, you will be glad to work. You cannot bother people anymore. S.P. What do you mean? Doctor, ignorant spirits hover around the earth plane interfering with mortals, and make them act as if insane. S.P. What is a poor fellow to do? Doctor, use the sense God gave you. S.P. I have none. What am I to do? You say I am controlling a body that does not belong to me? Doctor, yes, and you must leave this body and listen to spirits who will help you. My wife allows you to control her body in order to free the other lady. S.P. What kind of a wife is that? Doctor, she is a psychic sensitive who allows ignorant spirits like yourself to control her body. If you will look around, you will find spirits who will help you. S.P. Spirits? Doctor, you will find spirits who will help you and teach you how to progress. You can also find happiness. S.P. My legs are getting numb. Doctor, that body is not yours. We do not see you. S.P. No? Doctor, you are invisible to us. Can you understand that? S.P. I suppose I can't get that in my head. Doctor, look around and you will find invisibles like yourself, who will help you. S.P. I don't need help. Doctor, you do. You need help to progress to the spirit land. S.P. Where is that place? Doctor, it is an invisible plane around the earth, and you will find it if you look for it. You will be taught that life is something worthwhile. S.P. I think I could go to sleep. Doctor, if you do, I will give you some electricity. Mrs. H.W., think of the sorrow you caused your mother. S.P. I was a fool. Doctor, you were not one, you allowed yourself to be one, you were lazy. S.P. Mother is here, spirit, but I can't see what she wants with me. Doctor, listen to what she says. S.P. She says, you have been a very wayward boy. Now try to wake up and be different, because life is different on this side and you will have to earn your happiness. Doctor, then you will find that life is worthwhile. S.P. Mother seems to be very happy. Doctor, she will help you if you are in earnest. S.P. I want to go with her, I must learn. Doctor, you must be obedient. S.P. Mother says she is happy she got me to come to her now. I am happy in my way to see her. Doctor, try to realize that life means something. S.P. I will go with her then. She says I must not bother that lady anymore. After the last bombarding I got, I will leave that body alone. I thought my head would come off. I got it all right. Mrs. H.W., you certainly did. Can you see your sister F? Spirit. S.P. She's here with a lot of people. I think I will go now. Doctor, how will you go? I will explain to you. S.P. No, I am ready to go. Doctor, how? S.P. I will get up and go. Trying in vain to rise, I can't move. Doctor, you have only partial control of this body now. You will have to think yourself with your mother. S.P. Think myself? Doctor, you will have to travel by thought. S.P. You come over there, mother, pointing, then I will jump over to you by thought. Sitting still for a moment, then laughing heartily. I can't jump. That would be quite a jump. Doctor, you are in California now? How long does it take you to think yourself in Chicago? You can be there instantly in thought, for you have no physical body to take with you. In the spirit world, thought is the motive power. S.P. Now I am going to think quick and jump. But I don't get there. Doctor, you must relax and quietly think yourself with your mother, and then you will lose control of this body. Mrs. H.W., can you see F, your sister? S.P. Yes, and father too. They are coming to get me. They say they want me to reform and be a good fellow. Yes, I suppose I must. Doctor, you must go now. Your first lesson in spirit life is to think properly. S.P. It seems foolish to me to think. My mother says, thank you, and please forgive me for my ignorance. Goodbye. Dash. Many earthbound spirits are conscious of influencing mortals but enjoy their power, seeming to be without scruples. Often these have, during earth life, turned away from orthodoxy and become hardened to higher ethics and ideals. A spirit of this type was dislodged from Mr. G, who had since childhood been subject to violent attacks of temper. During the weeks when this spirit was being brought to the front, preparatory to removal, Mr. G was very irritable, especially when driving his automobile, and developed moods during which he wished to be away from everyone. After the spirit was dislodged, the gentleman's characteristics changed completely and he became natural again. Both Mr. and Mrs. G were present at the time this spirit controlled Mrs. Wickland. Experience, September 21, 1922. Spirit, Fred Haupt. Patient, Mr. Zero. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit made violent attempts to escape and when the hands of the psychic were held, fought furiously. Doctor, who are you? Come, be sensible. This will not do you any good. There is no use in fighting. Who are you? Spirit, it's none of your business who I am. I don't want to be here with you. I didn't want to come here, I will not come anymore. You won't trap me again. Doctor, with whom did you come? S.P. It's none of your business who I came with. Doctor, how long have you been dead? S.P. I'm not dead. You will find that I won't stand for anything. To Mrs. G, you don't care for me anymore. Doctor, I don't care for you. S.P. I don't mean you. I am going to fight you all right. You gave me that awful lightning on my head and back. Patient's electrical treatment.